Off the ball, rugby.
Your face popped up on the big screen and
a couple of boos.
There wasn't a couple of boos, there was a resounding boos, but that's the ultimate compliment, you know? Let's not get sensitive about this is what happened.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Connacht receive a timely boost in their hunt for a URC playoff spot. We hear from Leinster head coach Leo Cullen following their heavy defeat in Joburg. And it will be a double dose of Friday Night Lights for Ireland in November. First up today, and following on from their thumping win at home to Zebre at the weekend, Connacht have been given a further boost. Head coach Pete Wilkins revealed today that Mac Hansen is in the final straight in his recovery from a shoulder injury. Hansen has been out since January, missing the Six Nations in the process, but could be back for next month's game away to Munster. Wilkins says Hansen has been part of team training, but Saturday's fixture away to the Dragons will come too soon. Connacht currently sit ninth in the URC table, but are level on points with the side just above them. That's Edinburgh. And Wilkins admits it will be touch and go whether they can make it into the last eight.
Yeah, it is getting tight. It'll certainly be an exciting few weeks for everyone, you know, especially us involved in the middle of it. Look, I do have a number in my head. As I sort of said last week, I'm not going to say it out loud because it would be different to the one that I would have said 7 days ago, and the landscape keeps changing that much. Certainly I think all teams that with four to go will be looking to win at least two of them and make sure they pick up points from the others. But as we've seen, it flips on its head very quickly. I think the important thing for us is we hit that last three-game block of Munster, Stormers and Leinster with some really positive momentum and make sure we've got as many points in the bag as possible.
Leinster head coach Leo Cullen insists Hugo Keenan's hip injury is not too serious. The fullback isn't part of the squad that travelled to South Africa for the province's doubleheader there. Leinster say Keenan's injury will be further assessed this week. Gary Ringrose and Jimmy O'Brien will also be further assessed with their respective shoulder and neck injuries. It's now tight at the top of the URC following Leinster's 44 points to 12 beating at the hands of the Emirates Lions. Head coach Leo Cullen gave an assessment of that performance today.
Like the start was, it was poor, you know, like for us, straight away, obviously we don't deal with the first restart, Lions score straight away, we give away a scrum penalty, 10-0 up, we, make a bad read in D, score on the edge, there's some defensive pieces there, we can be better. Then we give a cheap turnover away, which they go 60 metres and score. And then we create a lot of opportunities, but we just lacked a bit of, sort of killer instinct to really, didn't we? Like, as in a lot of huffing and puffing, we had a lot of territory, we had a lot of possession, we did get over the dry line, we just couldn't get the ball in over the dry line. So we're just not really clinical enough in terms of taking some of those opportunities. Then we do score after halftime, try against disallowed, and we score again. So, there was probably a 30-minute period. I thought we were pretty dominant, really, in the game. But we just lacked a bit of, physical edge, probably, isn't it? So, which is, disappointing. So, anyway, we talked about it a fair bit there today. So, and we all need to take our ownership of that. So how we set the team up from a coaching point of view, first and foremost, making sure that we do a better job there. So, but the guys, everyone, I think we're frustrated with how we went. Even the couple of tries we give up late at the end of the game, which again are coming off our cheap turnovers as well. Literally Lions are scoring. And they had to do very little work for their scores versus we were, as I said, probably did a lot of huffing and puffing, but lacked that sort of killer instinct.
Well, prop Michael Milne also gave his insight into playing at altitude, including a little help from their coach, Jacques Nienaber.
I think Jack spoke about it last week. There was a bit of a voice in your head telling you when you're at an altitude and you're not used to it, telling you you have to stop. But I think once you can just beat that voice and keep going, you know what I mean? It's a level playing field. I think the Lions were in Europe 2 weeks ago, so they weren't adjusted to it either. Like, do you know what I mean? So, it's definitely something we're not used to, but it's definitely something we can deal with. Like, we won there last year. You see Munster winning, beating the Bulls. So, it's definitely something you can get used to.
The IRFU confirmed today that two of Ireland's autumn internationals will be played on Friday nights. We already knew that the visit of the All Blacks would be played on Friday, November 8th to allow the Aviva surface to recover in time for that Sunday's FAI Cup final. However, the following week's meeting with Argentina will also be played on a Friday night at the Aviva. The November 23rd visit of Fiji to Dublin will be a Saturday afternoon affair with a 3:10 start, and the window will close with the Irish rugby's 150th anniversary challenge match against Joe Schmidt's Wallabies. That's on Saturday, November 30th. Meanwhile, Wales are still to accept the challenge laid down by Georgia Wales confirmed an autumn programme today with Fiji, Australia and the Springboks in Cardiff. Last month saw Rugby Europe champions Georgia publicly offer a playoff of sorts with the Six Nations wooden spoon recipients. While Wales said shortly afterwards that they'll be in touch, the name of Georgia was a notable absentee when the WRU revealed their autumn slate today. Finally, Heineken Cup winner with Leinster, Chris Whittaker, is linking up with Jeremy Davidson's Castre. The former Wallaby scrum half is to swap the New South Wales Waratahs, where he's attack coach, for a similar role at the top Qatar's club. And after leaving Montpellier in November, despite guiding them to the Bouclier, Philippe Saint-André is being courted by Lyon. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.